Hey, hey, hey. Thank you so much for calling once again. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is about body, mind, spirit, healthy aging, all the new things, how to heal yourself. We also talk about making this a better world and with solutions to that. We have a wide array of topics that we talk about on this show, but all of them have not only a solution, but an idea on how you can live longer, how you can cure any problem. Today's show fits that real perfectly. Alex Hermosillo is our guest today. He's going to talk about that you have a natural gift for healing yourself, and we're going to talk to you about how you can heal yourself from pain, depression, and all the horrible things that happen to people. This man went to a near-death experience. We're going to talk about all that and more and give you a lot of ideas, solutions, information. This show is about new ways, new techniques to do things, and this man's got some real good ones. So I'm really excited about having Alex on today. Great guy, too, and his whole staff is really good. He's healed thousands of people. And here we go. Let's talk about, first of all, a phone number that you and your friends can call when you're not near a phone to hear this show. Today is Saturday, March the 5th, and our show is always on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The number to call, take this down, and I'll try to repeat it at the end of the show. Area 712-775-6850. While I'm at it, take my number down. I'm Bobby Elias. The number is 323-770-1925. All right. This next week, we're going to have Dr. Wendy Trainer. She's been on before, talking about happiness and love and a lot of positive things, being grateful. However, this time, we're going to talk a little more, at the beginning especially, about forgiveness, because forgiveness is so important to your health, as we'll talk about not only next week, but maybe even this show. There's so many important things to living better, healthier, longer, and that's what I'm dedicated to. This is what I do when I'm not on the radio show. I do it every day, treating people, helping people. I'm a healer myself. I'm an activist, and I come up with solutions on the problems that we have in this on this planet, climate change, cell phone radiation, all kinds of radiation, and EMF, that's electromagnetic fields, and also GMO, genetically engineered foods. Health, you can think of everything from exercise to yoga to swimming, also about supplements, food, juices, organic, vegan, and we give suggestions on what to eat. We talk about what not to eat, and we talk about the mind. We talk about it all. All right, let's get to our first guest. His name is Alex Hermosillo from Arizona. A lot of people, not only in Arizona, but around, all over, have been treated by this man. He's, like I said, went to a near-death experience. And let me get right to it. Alex, how are you? Are you there?
I'm here, Bobby. Thank you for having me on your show today.
You're very welcome. You went through I'd like you to see if you could take your time and really get into not only how you started your life and got into this, but what led up to the near-death experience, what happened, and then what you've done since then, because you've done a lot of healing since then. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Well, in 1996, while visiting Mexico for business, my brother and I had a restaurant there. One of our customers that lived two doors away from the restaurant came to me. She was holding her six-month-old baby girl in her arms. And she said, "Alex, please help me. My baby's dying. Has a temperature of 102, 103, could barely breathe. Has a horrible rash over its body." And as I looked at it, the baby's limbs were lifeless. It's just hanging down. Mm. And Bobby, you know, for reasons unknown to me, I simply put my hands out and I said, "Hand me your baby. I'll be back in a couple of minutes." And behind the restaurant, maybe 10 feet away or so, there was a small house that my brother and I would sleep in. It was nothing more than a couple mattresses. And I walked to the house, and I laid the baby down on a mattress as I looked at it as it was gasping for air, trying to live. And I just simply put my hands over the child, and I cried out, "You are healed." And when I did that, Bobby, I felt this energy, this surge of energy just went through me and then expanded. And then the second surge went through me and out of my hands into the child. My eyes were closed at the time, so I couldn't see the child, but I could feel the energy, and it was so powerful coming out of my hands. It was actually rocking my body. And then in like 2 minutes, it wasn't very long, maybe 2 minutes or so, it stopped. And then I couldn't hear the baby gasping for air anymore. And I opened one eye and I looked at it, and it was smiling at me, talking to me. So I put my second eye, and the rash was completely gone. It had his hands and arms up trying to touch me and everything. And I touched it. It was cool to the touch. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, this a miracle happened. So that's how it awakened. You know, of course, I picked up the baby, took it back to its mother. But it was such an incredible and powerful experience. I thought, wow, you know, just, you know, this energy, you know. And there's much more to the story, but, you know, that's in my book, and I know we have a limited time today, but something happened to me, what I could only call an awakening, an awakening of the healing energies. Well, a year later, I was rushed to the emergency room due to internal bleeding, and so I'm laying there in the emergency room, and these doctors and nurses were, you know, around me doing everything they can to save my life. Mm-hmm. And then this beautiful golden mist came in, and everything disappeared. Everything became very peaceful and quiet. The next thing I knew, I was probably 15, 20 feet, maybe a little bit more above the ground, looking downward. And I saw my father, my mother, my 9 brothers and sisters all lined up in a row looking up at me. And they're just looking up at me with their mouths were open, like in a state of awe. And, you know, it's so interesting, Bob. I'm just looking down at them, waving at them. I'm all happy. And I knew my time here on Earth was over. It was done, and I was okay with it. And I knew that everybody that I was leaving behind would be okay. You know, just I knew that. And then I looked upward, and I began to fly through the clouds. And a very interesting thing happened to me as I began to fly through a cloud. I broke through, and then I saw this pinpoint of light. And then suddenly, all the fear, shame, grief, all the pain I have ever experienced here on Earth was being pulled out of me completely. Everything was gone, all that pain. And I felt a great joy and happiness. The next thing I knew, I entered into the light, and I felt the presence of love that I never experienced here on Earth before. Just a great presence of love and peace, and I was in the presence of the light, light. It was just magnificent. There's actually no words to describe the amount of love and peace I experienced up there, Bobby.
Wow.
It was just wonderful. Wonderful. And as I'm up there, first of all, I realize there is no such thing as death, only a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So no death, a new beginning, someplace different. We become who we are, our essence, pure light, our spirit, what people call our, the soul.
Right, right.
And that was the first information that I knew at that moment. Oh, my God, we never die. We're forever. So that's important for your listeners that have had someone that has transitioned to the other side know that they're still around, just someplace different. And then as I'm up there, I'm looking around and I can see other souls. I mean, they look like beings of light, but they had forms of faces and bodies, different shapes and sizes. And I go, wow, these are other souls that came from Earth. And I noticed right away that each one had a different amount of light. Okay, some had much more light than others. And I realized that the souls that were up there that came from Earth, if they were lacking light, had less light, these were the individuals that could not forgive themselves or forgive others. Okay, because we're beings of light, and by not forgiving ourselves or others, you're going to have less light, because the light was a all-nurturing, all-loving, and all-healing energy. Okay? So if an individual could not forgive themselves, you know, they would have less light, maybe like even spots of darkness in their spirit, okay? So think of it that way. If they could not forgive others, they would have a little bit less light, you know, depending on the individuals they couldn't forgive. So that was very important for me to understand that, that if people can't forgive themselves or others, they would have less light. You know, if there were angry people, less light. Judgmental, mm-hmm. hateful, less light. Vanity, less light. Ego, less light, you know. So that was very important. And as I looked at other souls that had much more light, you know, these were souls that while they were earth, did their very best to forgive themselves and others. It was beautiful. And I've talked to many people, and I say, well, look at it this way. You know, if when you come to earth, right, you're born, you come here, we don't receive an owner's manual from heaven, or this place we call heaven, or from where we come from, source. So, you know, we're doing the very best we can, but as we do things or say things that hurt ourselves or others, we need to forgive ourselves, you know, and of course not do it again, but it's so important. So these souls were the souls that had more light, were the ones that did their best to forgive themselves and others, you know, and not just to hold that in them, you know, in their heart and their mind and their physical body or their spirit, you know. They did their best to be kind and support others, help others out, and, you know, for themselves, their family, you know, maybe workplace and even community, you know. So I understood that. And as I looked around, there were other souls that had so much light, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I actually had to put my hands up, covering my eyes, because it was like looking into the sun, you know. And as I, you know, looked at them a little bit, these were like the Mother Teresa's, the Gandhi's, Martin Luther King's, you know, the Buddhists and Jesus of the world, you know. Mm-hmm. The great teachers of peace and love and forgiveness, mm-hmm. right? And I thought, my God! And right away, I said, I pointed out. I remember pointing out I stuck my arm out, my finger out, and I said, I want to be that light, you know. And what was the information that was given to me? While I was in heaven, mm-hmm. this place that we call heaven, was that all pain and suffering that humanity experiences was due to the lack of light.
Hmm.
The simplicity of it, lack of light.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I already looked at the souls, you know, less light, anger, judgment, hatred, kind of thing. Others, right. you know, did the best they can, love, kind, you know. I go, my mm-hmm. God, you know, I knew it. Thank you. I was so excited. I received this information. And then one of these beings of light approached me, continued to give me information, which was beautiful. And then what I can only call an anointment or blessing as it walked into me. So kind of like merging its information, knowledge with me. And next thing I knew, I heard this beeping sound, beep, 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 beep. And then I woke up and I was in a hospital bed. And I, you know, for your listeners, you know, to be in some place of unconditional peace and love and then wake up in a hospital room the next day, you mm-hmm. know, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to be here. And I closed my eyes trying to go back to that place, Bobby. I with my whole heart, my whole essence, I tried to wish myself back to that place. But I, after 2 or 3 minutes, opened my eyes and said, no, I did a second time. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. I said, oh, my God, I was here. But what happened was when I came back, I changed just my essence changed, my abilities changed. You know, we have our senses. My senses were so super heightened. The woman that rushed me to the emergency room actually walked up to me, and as she walked up to me, I could feel her. I could feel her energies, you know. I could also feel her love and joy and happiness that was in her, but also her grief and pain. And I could see her energy, you know, which was wonderful. It was just beautiful. And she gave me a kiss on the forehead, and with that one kiss, I thought it was okay to stay here. And and then I just went on a path of growth, of really trying to understand who I was, what was humanity, what was our purpose here, and how we can nurture ourselves, but also bring the awareness to others to nurture and take care of themselves, love themselves.
Wow, that's what a great story. Gee whiz. We're speaking to Alex Hermosillo. That's who's speaking on his near-death experience and how he got into, which we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk with him about a lot of subjects. One is energy medicine, which is a whole new frontier. And we had a show on this about 6-7 weeks ago with a real great lady talking about balancing the energy. And that was Dr. Nikki Elliott. But Alex has so much to talk about. We're going to talk about healing, how you'd heal yourself. And like I said, energy medicine, those are two real important topics. We're going to talk about how he can heal someone, that help them get better from heart disease and congestive heart failure. Also, the loss of memory. Also, how to do meditation for quietness and peace and have a better life. We're going to talk about all those things one by one, and the time's going to go by quickly, so... And I know, Alex, one of your assistants sent me a list of a lot of important, great things that we can talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll try to get to as many as we can, but as you can see, time flies. And I'd rather let's concentrate on the ones that you and I think are the most important, and you can help me do this. First of all, take your choice, energy medicine or how people heal themselves. Maybe energy medicine so people can understand the whole concept of what you're all about first.
Okay.
Energy medicine. What is it? And how
thank you.
You're welcome.
The awakening of the light, the awakening of the healing energies happened to me when I was in Mexico, when this woman, you know, handed me her child. So the awakening, mm-hmm. went to heaven. I was educated about it, correct? Because we talked about that.
Right.
And so I remember being in heaven that all pain and suffering was due to lack of light. Okay,
right.
And then being here on Earth, okay, light is energy. Okay, so for example, we had this gentleman that came to see me, and he's on my website, and he suffered from severe heart disease. Okay, he had quadruple bypass surgery. He was at the National Institute of Health. They did experimental stem cell research on him. He was taking up to 32 different medications a day and up to 16 nitroglycerin pills a day for the pain in his chest and his heart. Okay, he was on a scooter and on oxygen. He came to see me, and remembering what I was told, you know, or the educated in this place, you know, we call heaven, he was laying down, and I just looked at him, knowing that what I was told, all pain and suffering was due to lack of light. So he had severe heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
He had less light in the heart, less energy in the heart. So think of it this way. If the heart, for example, you know, has 100% energy in it, 100% light, all the cells are working properly, you know, the nerves, the pumping, the blood flow, everything's working. So if there's 30% less energy in the heart, 30% less light, well, only 70% of it's going to function properly, correct?
Right.
So, okay. So what I did, you know, I simply put my hand over his chest, and with my thoughts, I simply said, we send you light, love, and healing. And then I could feel the energy flowing out of my hand into his chest, into his heart.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know, because we were telling the heart, we were telling his physical body, we were telling his soul, we send you light, love, and healing energies. Okay? And he began to absorb it. And I think it was 15, 20 minutes, something like that. I can't remember the exact time. But after we were done, he said, oh, my God. You know, I asked him, you know, take a deep breath. He took one. He goes, oh, I could breathe. He never used his scooter again. He never used oxygen again. And he went down from 32 different medications a day down to one. And he never took the nitroglycerin pill again. And he went ballroom dancing 2 weeks later for a couple hours. And so we were sending to the cells of his body, to his heart, to his consciousness and subconscious, you know, to his spirit, his essence, light, the energy and information of light, love, and healing. And he accepted it and he absorbed it. You know, and the heart became whole again. You know, it was imbalanced, not functioning properly, to become balanced and function perfectly. It was just magnificent. So, we have to remember whatever our thoughts are, we are.
Absolutely.
So he was laying there wanting help, and we sent them light, which was was told to me. But we sent love and healing, because I thought that was important, that the heart would know that it is love and only supposed to be love and only supposed to be healing, you know. So that's why we use light, love, and healing, because the cells of the body understand it, the conscious and subconscious understands it, and definitely the spirit does.
Wow. Okay. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, but we're more into body, mind, spirit, and healthy aging these days, and helping teach and give, inspire, and motivate our listeners to live longer. And how do we do it? A number of ways. And we're going to talk about, right now I'm going to get into how Alex Hermosillo, our guest today, is can show us how to heal yourself with your, in your book and your writings, you say that we're all born with natural born gifts to heal ourselves. So if you could, I'd like to get into that right now, please, a little more into it. You've mentioned some of it. A little more, please.
Yes, on healing thyself, right? Now, every single one of us has this ability. Why? Well, we come from the same energy. You know, our bodies hold the same energy, right? We may be different sizes, different colors, female, male, etc., but we have the same energy. So, so one can awaken this healing energies within themselves by simple exercise. And for all you that are out there, just place your hands in the center of your chest. And I like to call this the hands of light, the hands of love, the hands of healing. And then with their thoughts, they simply say, with their thoughts, I now bring in into every single cell of my beautiful body light, love, and healing. And then take a beautiful deep breath and allow that to flow out of your hands, entering into the heart, the lungs, the chest, the back, spinal cord. Every breath that you take, you breathe in the energy and information of light, love, and healing, filling up your body with it, taking it to the toes, your feet, your ankles, knees, the hips, allowing it to be absorbed by your organs, into the brain, the mind, into your essence. I am light. I am love. And I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. I am light. I am love. And I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. And continue to do that, you know, for about 15 minutes. So what it is, my friends, is that whatever enters the mind, one becomes. Whatever enters into the heart, the heart will only know. So if someone brings light, love, and healing into the heart, right, what is not light, love, and healing will begin to dissipate, right? So disease, pain, grief, sadness, unhappiness will dissipate, because two energies cannot occupy the same space of the cells of the body. Two energies cannot occupy the same space of the consciousness, even the subconscious. So, if one does a meditation like that, 15 minutes in the morning when they wake up, 15 minutes in the evening when they go to bed, one becomes it.
That's what I do. Thank you. I'm good. Right on the nose, 15 minutes early in the morning. We talked about that on the show last week. Gave a typical day. And I want to talk to you about something else real briefly because, and I may have you on again because I have a gentleman that tried to commit suicide 3 times and once I saved him, he was really serious. I said, give me 1 hour, I'll get there, and we'll talk about it. Just give me 1 hour. So I went to his house, and we did what's called the white light. You probably heard of it, where we have a beaming light above the head, and I brought it all the way down to his skull, and all the way, we talked about different parts, like his brain, his heart, and all the parts of his body, immune system, and on and on. And we talked about how all the words you just finished saying, it's love, it's light, it's peace, harmony. And I said the words slowly and softly and gently. And the guy afterwards, he said, wow, I don't want to commit suicide anymore as long as you keep doing the white light with me. So I promised him we'd do it at least once or twice a week. And now we're doing it 3 times a week. And the man is changed his whole life around. That's the power of the mind, like you were saying, right?
Exactly. And that light, that we use enters, because we have to remember the brain stores a tremendous amount of information, including the heart. Mm? The heart only wants to know love, right? Mm, I mean, every one of us only wants to know love and joy and happiness and peace, but the mind continues to remember the past pains, the past grievances, the past turmoils with ourselves, our inner self, and also with our loved ones and relationships and coworkers and all that. So the mind gets clogged up. When one brings in light, it dissipates the negativity, the fear, the shame, the grief, the hopelessness. So it'll just dissipate. But one can, one needs to do this, quite a bit. Say, for example, if one is 40 years old, right, then one is going to have 40 years of information in their mind, correct?
Right.
So, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening is just beautiful to begin to dissipate, get rid of what is not nurturing, those lower energies, those painful memories. Yeah, so and we are worth it. We have one body. We're here on Earth. We're here to be happy, to have joy, to be peaceful, to know love. That's why we're here. That is our true essence, to be here.
So, Alex, so with this meditation that we do, we can insert all these beautiful words in there to ourselves as we, and we can do some deep breathing. We can do a number of things, but like you said, quiet the mind 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes before you go to sleep. And I give that out as one of the aids to sleeping more healthy and peacefully and better and longer, is doing meditation late at night, deep breathing, but also good thoughts, light, love, harmony, peace. I'm a great person. I can do so many things. Now I'm going to go to bed and get some great, beautiful sleep. It's going to be a wonderful night, and tomorrow will be a great day. Things of that sort. This is what we do. Go ahead.
That's it, Bobby. I lecture a lot, and I teach classes also in the Mastery of Energy Healing Technique. And I tell people, what I do. I said, when I go to bed at night, I have my hands and I set on my chest, and I say, I am light, I am love, I am healing. I'm telling my heart what it is.
Right.
I'm telling my consciousness what it is. And I drift off to sleep knowing that I am light, love, and healing. I do not drift off to sleep, knowing or thinking I am fearful, I am worried, I am pain, I am this. No. Those are my last words when I go to bed. I am light, love, and healing. And then waking, and then one spirit, one's body will react to that. And then wake up in the morning, instead of thinking about the hardships you might have or work or you don't want to go do this, I am light, I am love, I'm healing. So you're that vibration. You are that energy. Your heart's that. Your thoughts are that. So no matter what you do, you're enjoying yourself. You're helping yourself and others. And you bring more peace to humanity. into yourself. And I feel that's the way to be.
That's wonderful. Wow. This is a great, I'm speaking to Alex Hermosillo. I'm Bobby Elias of Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. We're talking about your natural born gift to heal yourself. And Alex went through a near-death experience. He is, the subject I'd like to talk about next, Alex, is energy medicine. And you do so many things. You've already covered the meditation a little bit and how to relax and slow down. We have some more topics. So we've got about 20 or more, just a little over 20 minutes left. So we've got a lot to cover if we can. And I want to also, Alex, your assistant, Amy did a great job communicating with us by email and by phone. She was so conscious about repeating everything that we said and just confirming everything. Amy, you did a great job. Hope you're listening to this. You're one of the best communicators that we've had regarding setting up a radio show. And for our listeners, last week there was some, we don't need to get into last week, there was some problems getting the show on. We had to put another show on, but that's all been taken care of. And those 18 questions that were suggested that we could give you, we're already covering some of them. But in the future, Alex, if you'd like, I can get you back here in a few months to not only discuss more of the questions, but I'd like to do a call-in. The reason we don't do a call-in now is because we do the show pre-broadcast ahead of time, mm-hmm. as you know. But we're going to try to get a show, and if I have to, I'll get some of the people that I know personally to meet with me and or get on the phone and ask you the questions. I'll have them call in the same number that you called at the studio in New York, and they can be prepared. We'll get two or three major questions. I'll check them out ahead of time. And this way, you can answer questions from our people, and we can go over a lot more because there's so much to this issue. This is one of my favorite topics, Alex, and I can't thank you enough for being on this show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Bobby, and I would be pleased and happy to come on again.
Good, good. Energy medicine, it's kind of a new field for at least for what people are hearing. It's been around a long time, as we all know, thousands of years, but it's coming out in the open now. And could you give us a little 101 on energy medicine, what it is and why it's so powerful and so good and how you use it, perhaps? Go right ahead.
Well, energy medicine, or what I call it, mastery of energy healing, is to master the energies. Our energies. Okay, so one begins with himself, because of a first comes a thought and then the action. So, for example, if one has problems in the memory, okay, one could simply place their hands on their forehead and say, "I now bring in light, love, and healing to stimulate, awaken, nurture, and heal the cells of the brain." Okay, and individuals will feel, in most cases, either a tingling in her hand or warmth to nurture the brain. One could also place it on the thyroid neck area. By one doing this for themselves daily, they will become the master of it, to understand it, to know that it's real because they can feel it. And then they know how the body and their emotions reacts to this light, loving, healing energies. Of course, we do the private healing sessions at our office or, over the phone and even distance where we just need someone's picture, and we send healing energies, to individuals all over the world, they're dealing with heart disease or cancer, tumors, or, they may have a loved one that's addicted to drugs or, suicidal or, old age. But it's just, we have this energy that we call mastery of energy healing, but truly is to master the energies while we're here. What I say, Bobby, is that, we're here, we're born, we go to school, we get a job, we get married, we have kids, and then we retire. Let's add something else that's very important to our lives, which is us, our physical body, our heart, our mind, and our spirit.
Right. Wow. Master of energy healing. That's one of the concepts you talk about in your book. And at the very end, we're going to talk about your books, and your contact information. And I do want to give you 3 or 4 minutes of, final thoughts as we end the show in about a short while. But let's get to a couple topics quickly, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
On one, we've had people ask me to ask you. I do a promo at the early in the week, and it comes on all during the once or twice a day between shows. The promo is I talk about what we're going to have next, and I really gave this show a lot of real good words because I believe in you and what you're doing after reading your books and your information. But the first one is heart disease, congestive heart disease. And now you've already talked about how to heal yourself, but a few thoughts quickly on the heart, and then we're going to go into another subject that was asked for me. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. They have done studies, the universities and etc., saying that the heart is actually the largest and thickest organ of the body, or the thickest. Okay, the heart stores more information, they say, than even mm-hmm. the brain.
Wow.
Okay. So, the heart gives us life, correct? It mm-hmm. pumps the blood. I mean, the heart is pure. Oh, you mm-hmm. probably heard it saying, oh, that person has a pure heart, right? A loving heart. Where do these words come from? Pure heart, loving heart, compassionate heart, because it's pure. But from the, you know, we can think of it this way. If we're in our mother's womb, you know, we begin to absorb information from our mother, you know, love, kindness, joy, and happiness, but also whatever she's experiencing, maybe some grief and hardships and pain, you know, whatever she experienced in her lifetime. We come out of our mother, and then, you know, usually first thing that happens after we come out of our mother, a doctor would spank us in our behind, boom, first time we feel physical pain, unless if a child has a challenging delivery, okay? So then there's pain. That affects the heart. And then as we grow up, you know, things happen to us by maybe our older brother and sister, our parents, you know, maybe they're arguing, other things go on. And then, you know, school, someone takes away our lunch money, our lunch, you know, and we grow up, we go into relationships with friends, or maybe our first love, puppy love, and, you know, breakups and et cetera. And that information is stored in the heart. Maybe there's the divorce of a parent, grandma or grandpa passing over to the other side, you know. So the heart is absorbing this information, okay?
Yeah.
Now, pain, you know, is lack of light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have your heart that's pure light, and all of a sudden it begins to absorb this pain, you know, from experiences.
Right.
And then all of us are empathic, where if we're in the presence of someone hurting, you know, automatically our heart goes out to them. Correct? You heard this term, our heart.
Right.
And we begin to absorb their pain, too. So we're absorbing the pain if our grandparents or parents or husband, wife, or child is going through challenges and difficulties. So that's actually that information stores in the heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's less light, less energy, heart disease.
Right.
Yeah. So going back, an individual can nurture their heart, build a relationship with your body, huh? And once again, you can place your hands in the center of the chest. It goes, I now bring in light, love, and healing into my heart. I love you, my beautiful heart. I am nurturing you. I'm healing you today. The simplicity of it.
That's
you're
beautiful.
Telling your heart that you love it, you're nurturing it, and healing it. Huh? And it will respond. We have to think that anytime there's pain in the body, it's like a child. Pay attention to me. Nurture me,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Right.
Yeah. And, you, of course, you have a choice of going to see the doctor, but these are things that you could do at home to nurture yourself. And as one brings in light, or, of course, we have people that come to see us at the office or request healing sessions from us, we send them a tremendous amount of light very quickly, and the heart feels better. It knows that it is love. You fill it up with light, you know, the energy. And it begins to heal. And sometimes if it heals very rapidly, in one session, they'll call it a miracle healing. But, you know, each individual is different.
Alex, you're covering the really greatly how people can heal themselves a lot. But at the end of the show, I want people to get your pen and paper out, because we want you to take down his contact information. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you by email, possibly by phone. We can talk about that in about 10 minutes as we wind the show down. But the other thing is loss of memory in the brain. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that for a few minutes, please?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. We work on a lot of people also that are going through those challenges. And as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, not only the heart, but all the experiences we ever have, you know, is stored in the brain also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if there is a lack of exercise, you know, because when you're actually walking, you know, at a quick pace or jogging or treadmill, stuff like that, you are moving energy, oxygen, that's actually stimulating the pineal gland, pituitary gland, all the glands of the body, but also the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, if one doesn't do that or does not do that enough, you know, one can also enhance and nurture the brain. Remember, the brain is alive, just like any other organ of the body.
Right.
And in regards to memory loss or not remembering too much, it is that the brain is two things are going on. It has too much information, and the majority of it isn't necessary anymore. Because why have information in your brain from 40, 50 years ago, you know,
right.
of maybe a car accident or mm-hmm. or studying math or something like that? Just, you know, and also memory loss is due to lack of light, due to mm-hmm. lack of energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So one can place their hands on their forehead and with their thoughts say, I now bring in light, love, and healing into every single cell of my brain. Okay. And just breathe that and pull it out of their hands to stimulate, awaken, nurture, and heal the cells of the brain, the nerves, and the blood, including the pineal and pituitary gland. And, you know, once again, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon. And that would be a great way to disperse whatever in the brain is not, you know, higher vibrational energies like peace, happiness, joy, and fun, you know, contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it would dissipate the lower vibrations and memories of, you know, what someone said to you or, you know, how people treated you or events in your life that you had to go through great struggles, because it doesn't really serve us anymore thinking about things that happened us 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even last year or 20 or 30 years ago, you know, what someone said or did to us. It doesn't serve us anymore. That is
wow.
the past. You know?
Yes. For our listeners, this is Alex Hermosillo speaking to us at Here Art. Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. We're so happy to have him here. And I want our listeners to notice one thing. The gentleman is so nice. He's so sweet, friendly. He says, thank you so much. He's got great manners. This is why he's a healer. This is because he is so spiritual, deep down, natural born. Alex, you were born with so many wonderful attributes as a man. You know, we all have male and female in us, and I'm proud to say that I have a lot of female in me, just like you probably do, and this is why we're more compassionate, more understanding, more helpful, more caring about the world and about people. We give, and like Mother, you hit on three of my mentors. Mother Teresa, she taught me how to give and how to not to worry about getting anything back out of it, to give. She gave all over the world. She's known all over the world, but she gave in India so much. And then Gandhi, he taught us how to negotiate when people are warring with each other. Two factions were fighting. He was meditating. He would not stop he was on a hunger strike, on a hunger fast. He wouldn't stop the fast, even though he was getting sicker and about almost dying, until they met peace. So that made them make peace. So he taught us how to do that. And Dr. Martin Luther King taught us how of civil rights and how to care for each other, and not war is not good, and fighting and love. And despite our enemies, we still love them. And then Cesar Chavez, another one of my guests, taught us about how to boycott and how to put up with the bad people that are doing things to us and still find ways to teach people how not to buy their products, etc. But you know, this is great, Alex. So one more item that I want to ask you about that one of my producers asked me to ask you, and that is about Glenn. Glenn is one of your people that went through an experience with you. You've touched a little bit already on healing, and you may have already mentioned some things that happened with him. Could you go a little more into Glenn, the problems he had, and how this was a really case that you outlined in your book? Tell our listeners about that, if you could, please.
Well, for all your listeners, Glenn is on our website. He was actually interviewed by Fox News, him and another person that was bedridden for 4 years due to severe migraines. this, you know. So those are the two individuals that were interviewed. And Glenn is just, you know, he was in the military. He was in the military. And, you know, just, you know, nice, kind, loving individual, but very sensitive individual. And, you know, everyone's energies are different, you know. And his was very kind, very loving, very open, his mm-hmm. energies were. So because of his experiences here in life, he began to absorb this pain in his heart. And, of course, as I explained earlier, you know, just he was lacking light, lacking love, lacking energy in his heart. And, you know, it's just a story about him. He, when he came to see me, this is, you know, years and years and years ago, and he told me, you know, if you do not heal me, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to wait till my wife goes to work. I'm going to, you know, wait till my two children go to school, and I'm going to go into the garage, turn on the car, and just end it all.
Oh, my God.
So he just told me that he was going to commit suicide in 2 weeks. I looked into his eyes. And what I can only describe as the presence of the light, was around us. And I brought him into my healing room and asked him just to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
And I placed my hand over him. The presence was there, and his heart was healed. And you know, just like a year or so later, he actually called. You know, he went ballroom dancing, and you know, didn't need medication anymore. But he said that they couldn't find any scar tissue in his heart from any of the surgeries that he had. Now, this is very important. As we spoke about, you know, some of the people that you admire.
Mm-hmm.
When Mother Teresa was in India, working with the sickest of the sick and the poorest of the poor, she would walk up to an individual, look into their eyes, and it was irrelevant if they lived or died. For once again, they felt the presence of the light. So,
oh, beautiful.
Every one of us have, every one of us here on earth, we can make a choice to be the presence of the light. And with Glenn knowing the despair that he was in, what he was going to do, the presence was there for him, the love. And he healed. He healed.
Wow, that's a great story. Alex, we've got to finish up. Could you first give your contact information slowly, because we have listeners who say some of the people say their information too fast. They can't take it down fast enough. And then after you give us a clear to cut information, also I'd like you to give 1 or 2 minutes of a closing, your closing thoughts for our listeners. Go right ahead.
Okay. If people wish to contact me, they can go to my website, and it's masteryofenergyhealing.com. That's mastery with a Y of energyhealing.com. Also, they could just look up, and that'll take you to my website for information for private healing sessions. We also do a healing prayer request once a month where for $25, you know, you can send in information about your loved ones or yourself that needs help, and we'll do that once a month for you. And also classes, or the book is there. And the book is incredible. It talks about my story. I'm just blessed. But at the end of the book, it gives you exercises how to nurture and heal yourself and also your loved ones. Very simple, very simple. We also have a meditation CD. meditation to heal your mind, body, and spirit. This comes from my experience going to the light. As I went to the light, all of my fear, shame, and grief was pulled out of me. That's what that meditation is all about, is to release that from you, which is wonderful for everybody. Mm-hmm. And Alex Hermosillo, A-L-E-X, last name is H-E-R-M-O-S-I-L-L-O, and our phone number is area code 480-345-9972. Once again, that's 480-345-9972.
Good. Okay, give us a minute or so of your final thoughts, Alex, please.
Thank you, Bobby. I really appreciate it. And
we appreciate you.
Well, thank you, my friend. You know, I can say this, you know, every week I am in the presence of people struggling with cancer, abuse, you know, disease of the mind, the body, you know, one spirit. And myself, in the book, it talks about my great challenges. I have, after I came back from heaven, it was challenging for me to be here. And I have been an alcoholic. I have been a drug addict. I've been a suicidal and homeless. But I've always been the light.
Wonderful. What a story.
So for everyone out there listening, no matter what you have gone through, we have always been the light, every one of us. Mm. It is who we are, and we'll always will be.
So give your website or email or your phone number again slowly, please.
Okay,
how people
you.
Can reach you.
Thank you, Bobby. The website is Mastery, with a Y at the end, of Energy Healing. Mastery of Energy Healing. Alex, the last name is H-E-R-M-O-S-I-L-L-O, and our phone number is 480-345-9972. 480-345-9972.
Got it. We're going to have you on again. And for the all those, your office sent us a list of a lot of questions. We covered quite a few of them in our talk here, but if people want more in depth on those questions, get one of your books or be in touch with you. That's what I suggest for our people that ask a lot of questions to me and on this show. And we'd like to have you on again hopefully with some live people asking you the deep, heartfelt questions that they have. Thank you so much, Alex. You are wonderful, and I really appreciate you coming on and such great information. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Bobby, for having me on your show and giving me the opportunity to tell my story. And I'm not just the only one. I mean, we all have our own stories and just want to bring more peace, light, and love to the world. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And that story is so inspiring, my listeners, that you too can become a healer. You too can become, at least in your own world, in your own life, and with your family, you can heal yourself. You can be motivated to do all the things that we talked about, on not only with Alex, but on this show about living better, eating better, thinking better, your positive mind. All right, let me wrap up and give you some information about the next few weeks. We have a lot of great shows coming up. We'll have Alex on again, I promise you. In the next few weeks, we're going to try to get on a great guest, or we'll do it ourselves, about diversity in the film industry. We all saw the Oscars, and there's been a lot of talk about that. And I've got some information, because I'm right here in the heart of Hollywood. I've been a co-producer of a film that won a Best Picture Award myself at a smaller independent film festival. But The White Light, I have one of our people that tried to commit suicide. He's willing to come on the show, and we're going to do The White Light for not only him, but for you. I'm going to do it myself, 5 minutes of hearing The White Light come down and how this has to do with what Alex does. He does it a little differently. We all do it different. But my system is, I learned this from a great doctor 15 years ago. And he sat there and did this to all of us. We listened, and I learned to do it just by watching him do it. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to my list of questions here. We have a lot of, bad, good. We're going to have, as we all know, that some of the people on this show and the station have talked about all the terrible things that are happening and will happen, the depression, the disasters, the climate change, going to hell, a lot of problems. But we're going to come up with another, we have a great guest and myself, we're going to talk about how some of these things are going to happen, but the world and people are going to find a way to fight them off, and it won't be as bad as we're being told. That's my opinion, and that's what the show is going to be about. Also, Dr. Wendy will be on next week. That would be March the 12th, Saturday, a week from today, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Dr. Wendy's going to talk about forgiveness, how important it is. We'll touch on love and happiness and how to live every day. That'll be half of the show. It'll be at least a half a segment of the show that we didn't finish a previous time. Then we're going to have, from Gary Nolan Associates, we've already had three different people. We have another one coming on soon. Valerie Van Cleve is the producer of films. Gary has won more film awards than anybody. We're talking about progressive and independent film festivals. And his newest one, or one of his latest ones, Poverty Inc., has won so many awards this past year, way more than anything else. And we got to get to the Academy Awards and win over there. We can do it if we keep going, because the world is changing fast. We're going to get into that too. Then finally, we're going to also have the Progressive Radio Network director, that's Jason. He's going to talk about social media and how it's growing fast and so many numbers are out there. So let me wrap up the show, and let's thank up all the great people that have helped put this show together. Jason, who I just mentioned, our director, PRN, our engineer, Jesse, our Gary Null, who started and owns the station and is a great, great leader. Also want to thank our L.A. producers, our co-producer, Stuart Hassel, great job, great work. Thank you, Stuart. And Lydia, also our associate producer, who's done a lot of great things, too. Also, they're helping me, and we're going to be going to a big thing that I want to give a plug to real quick. It's the Natural Products West. It's in every year in March in Anaheim, California. And then in the winter, it's in Baltimore, Maryland. This is a great one, Natural Products West. And the other one is Natural Products East. So we're going to be there, and if you want more information, call me. My number is 323-770-1925. Call me about that and anything else. Also want to thank the guest today, our guest, Alex Hermosillo. And lastly, I want to thank you, the listeners, for calling in, for listening, for trying to change your life for the better. We're here to help you. We're dedicated to it. Thank you all so much, and now for our closing song. Again, we'll see you next week.
A hand to life, the greatest gift of all.